This is a really wonderful tour, and I was going to tease you and say there's actually a violin concerto on this program that's played by a violinist.
That's true.
But you are doing some wonderful. You're doing a Vivaldi transcription and an Albinoni transcription, and then the wonderful Macmillan piece that's
That's right.
so delightful. Is it hard switching gears sometimes when you have concerts like this?
I think it's actually a really good thing because it just keeps, I mean, physically, it keeps everything kind of flexible. And, with playing with the trumpet, you just need everything to be kind of supple and, and it's good to have the variety. And mentally, it's interesting as well because it keeps it fresh. And of course, every venue's different and everything's, it feels different, everywhere you play. And the acoustic makes a massive difference as well. I think it's really nice not to do this exactly the same thing night after night after night because you can start having conversations with yourself like, oh, how is this going to go as well as last night? Or so it's really nice to change it up a bit and certainly to include this Macmillan in some of the concerts.
Yeah. Is it how many trumpets will you have to take on this tour?
That's a very good question because obviously there's a lot of flying involved with this tour. I am going to have to take one piccolo, one natural trumpet, one sea trumpet, and one, I think that might be it actually, and a couple of variety of mutes. But the thing about the natural trumpet, the valveless trumpet, is that it's really long, so it's not something you can just pop into a case with all the others. So it's going to be fun negotiating the airlines.
Oh yeah, I know. It's becoming harder and harder, for instrumentalists to sort of get around. I know there's a cellist that's had a bow broke, and now it turns out it
Yeah,
cracked
that's
a
pretty
cello. And
recent.
are there special? I obviously, there are probably travel cases and whatnot that can be. I
Well,
suppose.
actually, I don't. I haven't. Tr I wouldn't trust my trumpets in the hold. So, but luckily, trumpets are short enough to fit in the regulations for what is allowed for hand luggage. It does mean my bag is quite heavy, and I also am traveling with a 2-year-old. So there's obviously all that paraphernalia as well. So, but they usually get they all. Apart from the natural trumpet, they all squeeze into one bag, which just stays with me in the plane.
Right, but I imagine. I mean, I don't think. I often think, oh, this is something that was, handmade, or this is something that, you might, have to travel from the hall to, home and whatnot, back and forth. But you normally don't think about, having to actually protect it on tour. I don't, anyway.
Yeah, no, I do really because my bag is it's kind of a cloth bag. It's the trumpets aren't really protected, so I am always like jumping up as soon as the plane lands, just to make sure no one pulls the bag out and because if it fell, it would damage them. And then, I mean, they're not like Stradivarius violins; they're not priceless. But at the same time, when you're on tour, another trumpet wouldn't do. It needs to be these trumpets, so you do have to be really careful with them.
Is it going to be fun? Are you looking forward to being on tour with the Scottish Ensemble? Because I know you guys have recorded together and whatnot. Does this sort of thing, as you were talking about, things being different night from night, is it something that's going to be fun to see, like what's the concertmaster going to do, or how the conductor's going to take something somewhere?
Yeah, I mean the pieces I'm in, I'm actually directing. There won't be a conductor, so there's a sense of you have to really have your head screwed on with what you're, of course, what you're doing yourself, but also just leading the orchestra and just sensing how they're feeling from night to night, and where they might need inspiration or where you can take inspiration from them. So that's obviously a really a constantly renewable source of energy, which is great. And of course, yeah, we have recorded before. We recorded the Macmillan together and also the Italian concerto. So there is a good sense of like we know how we want to do this, so that makes a big difference. But as I say, the acoustic for a trumpet player makes an enormous difference. It's almost like as you play a note, it's almost like the note continues to play if you're in a big, warm kind of hall, and that sort of it really helps you physically to then sort of have that bloom in the sound, and it means that it's less effort than if you were playing in a sort of carpeted, curtained room, which is very, very difficult, especially when there's a lot of music and the stamina is an issue. So
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. My point is the long point I hope that was just that every venue will be different, so every night will feel different, which is obviously a lovely challenge.
Yeah, well, it's a nice swath through. I mean, from New York to Texas and California, and I know Chicago will be real fun for it. So, I know you guys are going to be heading then to Asia. You have an Asia part of the tour later in the year.
That's right. In May, we're going to Asia for 10 days, and we really are going to China, South Korea, Taiwan. We're going everywhere. So, it's really intensive time for me and the ensemble. And then after that, I'm back in London to do a big project, again Baroque music, but it's going to be at Shakespeare's Globe, which I'm producing and creating myself. So it's a very intense time, particularly trumpet and Baroque music for me at the moment.
Yeah, I was going to ask about Gabriel because this is I saw it and I was like, holy cow, this is so cool. And the idea of I mean, it's hard enough to be in sort of the music world, but I mean to sort of explore the theater world. We've probably all seen an opera production where there's a maybe in Puccini or Verdi that there's an onstage band, but this is actually more focused on theater mixing with music, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's really going to be a 50-50. If not, the music might even be the victor. The play is coming together magnificently, but it's all kind of inspired by the music that I've chosen that was on my Purcell and Handel album. But it's just really a celebration of the trumpet and of music at that time, which is sort of end of the sort of 1690s, basically. And it's going to be an incredible marriage of, as you say, drama and music, which just really hasn't happened in this way since, probably since Purcell wrote his semi-operas. And yeah, it's ridiculously ambitious, but it sort of felt like I didn't have a choice. I had to do this. If I could possibly pull it off, I had to do it. And it's amazingly, it's happening.
Oh, that's so cool. I have to ask, because I know friends struggle just with playing with a regular trumpet, playing C trumpet or B flat trumpet. Then to sort of switch and go to valveless. How did this come about as of start playing these other sort of trumpets and earlier instruments?
Well, I studied at the Guildhall School of Music and Drama in London, and in the third year, you get the chance to play these instruments, these natural instruments, because it's just to learn the style of that period of music. And I really, really loved it, and I found it was and it helped me understand playing on the other trumpet, on the modern trumpet. But it also just completely opened up this world of music for me, and it made sense of this music and how to phrase things and what those amazing composers, Bach and Purcell and many, many composers, of course, from that time, what they were actually hearing and how they were writing. They really knew what they were doing. So for me, it opened up a whole new world, and it seemed kind of crazy not to play the natural trumpet. But at the same time, I've been very busy with my career and other things that I've been trying to make happen for myself. So I hadn't played the natural trumpet for many years, not properly. Obviously, I was playing from time to time, but not big tours or anything. And then when I thought of this music, I thought, okay, I've got to do this properly. I've got to do this the way the composers would have approved of. And if possible, I'll try and get hold of Trevor Pinnock and the English Concert, because they were the first people to ever inspire me in music, actually, in general. It was one of the first recordings I heard. And so we managed to do it, which was a thrilling experience working with them.
Yeah, that had to be some good conversations and just be able to say, you're the reason I play trumpet, or you're the reason I really, love this music.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a really, really magical feeling, because Trevor Pinnock set up the English Concert 40 years ago. And it was almost to the week that the recording was released, so we did have a big celebration about that.
Well, we're looking forward to you being in Austin and traveling across America, and look forward. We hope this will be your theater production. We hope Gabriel was something that will come over to the States as well.
Yeah.
That would be
Yeah, well, we're
fun to
already
see.
talking about bringing it to the States, because it's a good excuse to come back to the States.
Exactly. Well, Austin has some good theater, so does San Antonio, so maybe we'll see you back here.
Perfect, perfect. That's a deal.
Thank
All
you.
right, have a good day.